The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Gimel. Today's daf is being studied. Leil Nishmat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechanu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Leil Nishmat Mordechai Ben Norma. Ruach Hashem Tenechanu Began Eden. Amen. Rufuah Shelema. Yosef Ben Sarah. Sara bat Rachel, Tinok ben Dina, Shlomo ben Miriam, Shaul, Hai, Gabriel ben Sara. Enna referen lahim, enna referen lahim, enna referen lahim. For the nefesh, for the guf, for the atam, karubala bo vechen yirasum v'lamar, amen. We begin the new perek, perek rubi'i, perek en ben, Hamudar, starting with the new Mishnah, Anlamed Bet, עמוד בית אין בין המודר הנאה מחברו המודר המנו מאכל. Today's Mishnah, we're comparing two types of nedarim that a person makes and the differences, the consequences between them. So there's a first case, it's called מודר הנאה מחברו. Reuven says, I'm not going to have any הנאה from Shimon. He's מודר הנאה, he's מדיר himself. That why he cannot nehene from Shimon. Hana'ah. And then you have another case, Mudan minu ma'achal, that he specifies what type of hana'ah he's going to restrict himself. Hana'at ma'achal, when it comes to food stuff. So what's the nafkamina between a guy that's mudar hana'ah or mudar ma'achal? So it says, Ela dirisata regel vekelim she'en osim bahem oche nefesh. Well, one would be dirisat haregel, which means, let's say, Shimon has a field, so Reuven wants to use his field as a shortcut. So if you mudar hana'ah from Shimon, that's considered a hana'ah, because I'm using his field as a shortcut. But it's not an item that's associated with ma'achal. So if it was madir mimenu ma'achal, dirisat haregel would be mutar. Mashaik mudar hana'ah, dirisat haregel is asur. V'kelim she'en osim b'em oche nefesh. For that matter, vessels that are not connected or related to the preparation of food. So mudar hana'ah is asur. I cannot borrow the guy's lawnmower, because bottom line, I'm mudar hana'ah. But she'en ken, on the mudar ma'achal side, I'm allowed to borrow his lawnmower, because the lawnmower has nothing to do with the inyan of preparation of food. So that would be another nafkamina between the two cases. Hamudar ma'achal mahaviro. But the Mishnah specifies that if a person forbids himself to have hana'ah of ma'achal from his friend, lo yashilenu napa v'kevara v'rechayim v'tanur. He's not allowed to borrow or lend to him, that's Shimon, would not be allowed to lend the madir, Reuven, the one that made the neder, napa v'kevara, these are types of sifters, that sift flour, which is a utensil that's used for the preparation of food. Rechayim is a grinder, like the millstone. V'tanur in an oven. Hadush is that these kelim over here are considered part of the vow of ma'achal. Aval mash'il lo haluk, but he's allowed to lend him. Haluk is, let's say, a garment. V'taba'at, a ring. V'talet is the cloak. V'zamim is types of jewels. So again, that's not considered in the isud of ma'achal. Now, that last part of the Mishnah is superfluous. You don't have to tell me that. That's obvious that since they're not part of inyan ma'achal. But we'll see if the Gemara gives us a hiddush on that. Let's read the Ran now. The Ran on the right side. In ben amudar ana'a, ila drisat haregel. Shamudar ana'a, asur la'avor derech hatzero. Umudar b'menu ma'achal share. V'kelim she'en osim b'hem ochen nefesh, desharu b'mudar ma'achal. Kol she'en maskilim ke yotze b'hem. Ken mefesh v'azir umudar ana'a asur. So the Ran speaks out what the Gemara is going to speak out later, but we'll speak it out now. That when is it forbidden, when is it permissible, that is, for somebody that was mudar ma'achal to borrow, let's say, I gave the case of a lawnmower. So it would be permissible to borrow a lawnmower. So that's only in a place where they usually don't rent, where they don't rent it out or lend it out for money. Because if they lend it out for money, it would be asur in the case of mudar ma'achal as well. Why? Because let's say Shimon now lends it to Uven the lawnmower, and he gives it to him for free. So that's already now, Reuven saved the $50 money for the rental. With that $50, you can go buy food. So therefore that's considered already, he was mehaneim on ma'akal, by saving him the rent. So therefore, obviously we're talking about in a place where they don't charge money. So then already there's no hana'ah. Mashiach, if they would charge money, would you not give him, to charge him the money, in a place where they would usually charge it, he doesn't, so that's already considered mudar ma'akal. Next round. Lo yeshilenu napa v'kabra rechaim v'tanur. It's tarich limit nihane. You would have thought that maybe when it says the kelim are going to be asutra mudar ma'akal, maybe it's only kelim that are directly involved with the immediate preparation of food. For example, like a pot that cooks the food, or a skewer that's involved in roasting the meat. Aval hani gorem de gorem ninu. But these items, you know, they're early in the preparation. This is already a sifter. You know, a sifter prepares the flour to put in the bowl. So it's two steps away. So v'nishlo, I would think maybe it's mutar b'mudar ma'akal, kamashmar la'am. Aval mashilo haluk v'talif v'tazamim v'taba. V'gemara shiklev v'tari yashmen l'butar b'hani ilo ela d'taninu agav l'sha. Okay, we're going to see what the hadush in the last part of the Mishnah is. Comes the Gemara and says, man tana. Who is the author of our Mishnah that says Ramudar Ana'az Asur B'drisat HaRegel? Again, when Reuven says, I'm not going to have Ana'a from Shimon, one of the things the Mishnah says Asur for Reuven to do is use Shimon's field as a shortcut. The walking through the Shimon's field is considered already a Hana'a. So the Gemara says, Mantana, who's the author of the Mishnah that says that Drisat HaRegel is indeed a Hana'a? So Amar of Adab Rahava, the Bi Eliezeri. That's indeed Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Afilu Vitur Asur Bemudar Ana'a. Even Vitur is Asur in a Mudar Ana'a. What is Vitur? So look at the Ran. Afilu Vitur, three lines on the bottom. Mashed Darkan Shel Mochrim Levater Lelokhin. Which means, even things that the seller usually gives the buyer for free. He's mevater. He doesn't care about those things. For example, shemosifinay kishelochim perot echad oshnayim. Guy buys, let's say, a dozen fruit or whatever it is. Throws in the seller throws in a couple of extra. He doesn't care. It's mevater. There are certain things that the seller, you know, he's generous like that. Doesn't bother him. Afilu otovitur asub mudananah. The chedush over here is that Rabbi Ezer holds even that little extra that the seller doesn't even care to give him is considered anah. Because you might have think that that's not even considered hana'ah, it's nothing. He's just giving it to him. No. Even that little extra that he gives him, that's considered already hana'ah to be the answer. Then it goes even further. Even though the seller's just trying to get rid of the goods. So he's happy to unload them, doesn't matter. Hilkak did he sent the legal asur. Afalgav de lo kapila inche. Even though people are not makpil, which means I don't care if a guy's going to go walk in my field, you know, take a shortcut through my field. Big deal. That's not considered to me a hana'ah. A subu mudan hana'ah. But it doesn't matter. Even that, even something that a person doesn't care, is going to be asura kot lebi la'ezer. Which means, badai, if a guy is going to give him $1,000, that's already, we understand it's a hana'ah. But this is a type of item that Shimon doesn't really care about. As he walked through my field, big deal. You don't consider that as if he was mehaneim. Still, according to Bili Aizid, asur. Even vitur, even items that he's not makpid on, gives him an extra couple of fruit, things like that, doesn't matter. That's considered vitur, but still, alibadr Bili Aizid, it's going to be asur. So the Mishnah is Bili Aizid. Aval, Rabbanan de Pedigi Aleim. But the rabbis that argue on the Bili Aizid in the Ran top line, Savre, de Cholecha de lo Asar Alaf Elana Toki, I gather Lomikri Hana'a. Rabbanan said, no, this is not considered Hana'a. De Kevan de Midi de lo Kapti ba Inchu, Enze Karu Nehenem Havero. Since the guy's not Makpid, he doesn't care, so it's not considered I benefited from my friend. Since Shimon gives it to me without even thinking, meaning it's mevater on it, so therefore it's not considered oven adana'a din tomar. Okay, then the Daran has a question from a Gemara in Chizkat Bati Babatra. There's a question over there, it's mashma, that partners are not makpid on derisat haregel, only when partners of a field, but strangers are makpid. Here it's mashma that even strangers are not makpid. So the Nan answers nothing. The Gemara over there, when it said partners are not makpid, and did he set that egel, it meant partners are not makpid. Not only did he set the egel, but if you sit there, see, not only you're walking by, but you stop. Then already partners are lenient on each other because they're partners. But on a regular people, Reuven and Shimon, they don't mind that, let's say Reuven will walk through Shimon's field. But you're going to stop in the field, that already is makpid. So that's the haluk between the two Gemariot. Just walking through without stopping, and the partners are not makpid even more to walk through and even the mami to stop. Look at the ulinyan halakha. Next paragraph in the Ran. Ulinyan halakha. Pasakan ambaza kribili aizir. Damar vitur asur. Okay, so the Ran brings from the Ramban that what? He's posik lahmir. That even vitur is asur. Kevan de satam lan tanacha kevate. We have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah is satam lan rabbi Eliezer. Vod the student, the perikas shutfim shenadu kevate az la aver rabbinu tamzal. Katab the perikas chat the batim kebe edu devrim she en la mahsakat de let el katag rabbi Eliezer. Vechen daat rabbinu tam. Okay, so we have a fair machlok in amongst the Rishonim over here who we are going to be posek like. Okay, comes the Gemara continues. Amudar ma'achal ma'haviro. So a person that, let's say, vows that he's not going to have hana'av ma'achal from his friend, lo yesh ilenu. So he said his friend Shimon should not lend him kelim that are nugeya to ma'achal. For example, napa, v'kabra, these type of sifters and sieves and things like that. So the Gemara says, ve'ha min ma'achal nadar, which means the guy said, Reuven, I'm wasating myself and at ma'achal. Ma'achal is food. Where does a sieve and a sifter get involved with food? That's not food. It's a keli. She's, why should that be asur? Go with his language. Didn't the guy say, Hanoder mimenu ma'achal. Ma'achal is food. Why is the Mishnah going to such an extreme that's saying even Napavik Abraz asur? Kabbalah says, Amar Bishim'on Ben Lakish beomer hanaat ma'alcha alai. He added the word hanaat ma'achal, which means any hanaat that can lead to achila. And therefore, since these kelim lead to achila, you sift the flour, so therefore that's why they're included. So it's not the state, he didn't just say ma'achal. He added the words hanaat ma'alcha alai. Kaz Gemarad says, but if he's saying that word, the hana'av, the ma'achal, it sounds like it means the actual using the food itself as a hana'ah. Meaning, ema shelo yil'os hitin v'yitin al makato. Maybe means that you're not going to be able to take wheat from his friend, the Siobe, cannot take from wheat, chew on it, and use it as a paste to put on his makah, on his wound. Because that's what it sounds like, the hana'av, the ma'achal itself. Which means, right, use it as an ointment. Because that you're benefiting from the food itself. Who saw that when you say hana'at ma'akal, it's coming to include kelim? Yes. Maybe it means you cannot benefit from the food itself. Not only through eating, but even in any way. Because Amarava be'omer hana'a mivi'a lide ma'akalka alai. So he's more specific. Hana'a that brings to the food, which is any hana'ah that leads to making an item food. So that would include napa, the kavra, and all those vessels. Amar the papa, so the papa explains how far this goes. Sak la'vi perot, even let's say a sack that's used to transport perot, the hamor la'vi alav perot, or the donkey that's used to transport the perot. Right, that's also preparation of food. Otherwise, you can't eat the food. You need the hamor to bring it to you. Ve'afilu tsina be'alma, even a basket that's used to transport the fruit. Hana'a mivi'a lidei ma'achal. That's also considered hana'a mivi'a lidei ma'achal. Let's read it on. First white line. Ve'ema shelo yil'os chetin v'yiten al gabe makato. And maybe the Mishnah is only coming to include hana'at ma'achal, means you can't use the wheat as a paste. Hana'at ma'achal lo mashma ela shlo yinim migufa ma'achal atzmo. V'neesur afilu hana'at ma'achal, aval hana'at ma'achal ka'ati lishtri, it should be permissible. Amar Ava be'omer hana'a mevi'a lidei ma'achal alai. Now, ika man de'amad. Now, the question is to be like this. When the guy says, the bottom line of our Gemara, hana'a mevi'a lidei ma'achal. So for sure, eating the food is going to be asur. That's mamash, he's coming to include that. And we're even saying anything that leads to that. But according to this last version, would be permissible to chew on the wheat and use it as a paste, use it as an ointment. So the Ran says like this: Ika mandama de bichai gavna asur ben bin isat hitim al gabe makato ben bin apabim mikabra. Ve'en no wahli de bichlal hanami veli de machal lo maswan itat hitim leosin al gabe makato. But the Ran argues. Then I want to say that, no, when you say Hana'am vi'ali de ma'akal is not coming to include Hana'am chewing on the wheat and using it as a paste. Ela hache ave peskat de milta. So now the Ran gives us the different levels of what's going to be asur on depending on what he says. The ina dar bi ma'akal, if he just said the word food, enu asur ela b'chila bilvat. It's only a sort of food stuff. Umutar bechol davar acher on the vessels, on the napave kavra, chewing the wheat. He only said food. Amar hanaat ma'achal ka'alai. If he said hanaat the ma'achal alai asur ba'achila, basul and os chaktim al gabim makato. To be forbidden to eat is going to be asur also on the hanaat, the actual food stuff itself. Aval lishol menu napave kavra shari, but the bar vessels mutar because he only said hanaat ma'achal ka, mamash food. Amar hanam vi'ali de ma'achal alai asur ba'achila asur lishol napave kavra miu the os chaktim v'litir al gabim makato shari kan kenere be'anai. So when he comes along and says the final terminology of the Gemara, hanam vi'ali de ma'achal, eating is asur, vessels are going to be asur, and are no gay after eating. But lo es chetin to put on the makah is going to be permissible. Comes the Gemara and has a question. Ba'er papa. Sus lirchov alaf. What about a horse to ride on? And what type of horse are we talking about? Ruven made a neder. I'm asserting myself to you, Shimon, any hana'a that could lead to eating. But now they're invited to a party. Now at the party, depending how hashuv you are, that's how much food they give you. So therefore, if a guy pulls up in a horse, horse is a hashuv transportation, so he gets more food. So the papa wants to know, how far are you going this over here? Now is the guy's, is Shimon's horse going to be forbidden to me? Because technically the horse can lead to hana'at ma'akal. V'tabat lira otba. Or again, tabat. Guy comes in with a fancy ring to the party. He's a hashuv guy. So he shows off, they give him more food. So now, baby, that's also considered a kilim that leads to ma'akal. Mau. What's the thing? Mifsak umizal be'arae. Or let's say he wants to use Shimon's field as a shortcut to get to the party. Yeah. He gets to the party quicker. So the deen is, question is, my, what's the, what's the, is it asur or mutar? So let's read the Ran for a second. That's on the, sus lirkov ala v'tabat lira otba mifsak u'mezal barat. To use the field of Shimon as a shortcut, my. Demi amrina ni dakrabata ma'achal elav bekriyana bivalide ma'achal, which means hakrabata ma'achal elav, which means anything that brings the food closer to him, the napa, the kabra, and all these items that we said already is asur. If you like it, lakrib atzmo le ma'achal, but maybe anything that brings himself, which is to bring himself closer to the food, using the field as a shortcut, kedesh yesh sham mehera. All those other cases, it's mash in the food itself, the napa, the kabra, even in the sack that has the perot in them, it's coming in contact with the food at least. Here it's like totally removed, the shortcut to get to the party where they're going to serve him food. They're going to give him a good portion at the party because they see him with a horse and a tabat. That's already, you can hear it's already a step removed, right? So comes the Gemara, he wants to answer the question. The Gemara says, Tashema. I can bring an ayah from our Mishnah. What did it say at the end of our Mishnah? Aval mash'ilo haluk v'talit nizamim v'tabaot. We said at the end of our Mishnah that on the Hana'at Ma'achal case, Shimon can lend Reuven ring, a talet, and all these type of clothes that are not related to food. So the Gemara says, well, Achidam, what's the case? Ilimash shelo lira'ot ba'em. If it's talking about that he's lending him these items not related to food, not so he could look hashuv to go get a meal, stam, he just wants to lend him his talet for whatever purposes. Sinikha lememar? Do I need the Mishnah to tell me that when a Reuven makes a neder against Shimon, that he's not going to have hana'at ba'achal? That I need a Mishnah to tell me, but Shimon, you could lend him the cloak. Of course, Peshita. Ela what? Ela lav afilu lira'ot ba'en. And it must be that the hadush, that part of the Mishnah, was to tell me, even if he's lending him it, so he could look hashuv, so when he goes to the party, he gets extra food. Viketani, what's the Mishnah say? Mashilo, it's permissible. So you see from the Sefa, those words were not superfluous at all. The Mishnah is coming to tell you a big hadush. That's already too far. That's already girama. That's already too far. Therefore, it's going to be permissible. The Torah says, no, no. Le'olam shelo lira'ot. I'll tell you, the Mishnah is talking about the way, telling us a pashut din. Where he can lend, Shimon can lend items even if they're not for him to look hashuv. You're just lending him items stam. So what do I need the Mishnah to tell me that for? Ve'aydi diktani resha lo yashilenu tana sefa mashilo. It's agav the resha. Since we said in the resha, you can't lend them napa ve'kabra, and these type of food preparation vessels, but it's coming just to finish the circle. But you can lend them talet and haluk and tabat. But really it's a pashut din, and you have no ra'aya from the sefat ha'mishnah to the case that we are analyzing the papa's question. The question remains in abeyance. Comes the Ran and says, "Unyan halacha." Last line before the mishnah, the Ran. Bayad the papa lo ifsheta. The papa's question is unanswered. Hilkach nachtina la the chumra. So if we have to go to the chumra, and therefore even that is going to be a sushis. Reuven will not be allowed to borrow the hamor in order to get to the party. Take a look hashuv or a tabat, or even use the shortcut in order that he gets to the party a little quicker, so he eats faster. That's going to be asur as well. Comes the next mishnah. Bechol davar she'en osin bo ochel nefesh. Any vessel that is not an ochel nefesh vessel. I told you, like in the case, gave you the case of a lawnmower, right? Makom she'maskirin ke yosebem asur. But in a place where they rent it for money, it's going to be asur. It's going to be asur for Shimon to give it to the Reuven for free. Why? So Gemara says, and what's the logic? I explained to you the logic. Because now, let's say the rental is $50. Shimon comes along and he lends the Reuven the lawnmower for free. Now the Reuven has an extra $50 in his pocket. What does he do with the $50? Go buy his food. So therefore that's already a hana'ah of ma'akal. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, "Makom shemaskirin kayosef b'masur afil b'mudar ma'achad. Damudar ma'achad b'manitin. Hamukmata b'gemara be'omer ana'ah mivad de'ma'achad alai. Ve'ani kevan drigil neskiran. Ve'ze mashilo belo sachar. Hana'ah mivial ide ma'achad yishare b'dmei sechirut shemachal lo. Kach ma'achal. With the money that he forgave me, go now buy food. I guess comes the Gemara and says, "Michlal deresha afal pi she'en maskirin." Right, must be that in the Mishnah, in the Resha, where it says you can give them the Napa and the Kabra, it's must be even if they don't rent out. Which means Stam. Even in a place where they give out the Napa and the Kabra for free, it's going to be Asur. Which means, we go back to that case that we discussed already, that's the Yana Vitur. Which means the Resha is talking about where, let's say, sure, he doesn't care to give out his Napa and the Kabra. He gives it for free even. It's not even a... Oh, so you see what? That Al-Mishnah is going with the Shita that says, even in an item that Shimon doesn't even care about to give, because he's not even charging money, still it's considered an hana'ah for Reuven. So the Gemara says, Mantana amar avadabaraba, Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara repeats really what we said already in the beginning of our Mishnah, that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Eliezer, that even an item that Shimon nochpato is mevater on it, still it's considered an aligabe Reuven. Okay, so that's the same point that we mentioned above. Comes the next Mishnah, Hamudar ana mechavero. Good. Now we discuss some interesting cases that are permissible. You would think they're forbidden, but they're permissible. Reuven's or said himself, I'm not going to have hana from Shimon. Certain things that Shimon can do. Shokel lo et shiklo. Number one, Shimon could pay the mahasita shekel for Reuven. Even though you'd say, what do you mean? If Reuven has to pay the half a shekel, you know, they would collect the half a shekel every year for the korbanot. So every Jew has to pay, let's say, half a shekel. It's money. So the Mishnah is saying, even though Reuven said, I'm not going to have any ana from Shimon. Now that the shekel collector comes along, Shimon says, here's a half a shekel for me, here's half a shekel for Reuven. Mishnah is coming along to say, that's not considered hana'a. And therefore, it's mutar. Number two, uporeya et chobo. He could pay Reuven's debts. Shimon could go to the creditor of Reuven and says, how much does Reuven owe you? That'll be $1,000. $1,000, here you go. I'm paying it down for you, for him. That's not considered a hana'a. Umahazir lo et avedato. And not only that, he could return an avedah, a lost object, to Reuven. He's walking in the street, Shimon, he sees a wallet. He looks in the wallet, it's Reuven's. But Reuven said, I am not going to have any hana'a from Shimon. Shimon can return him the wallet. That's not considered a hana'a. Makom shenotnim alei sachar tipol hana'a dehekdesh. However, yeah, in a place where they receive, let's say, hana'a from the avedah, which means, let's say the guy, Shimon, it took him time to deal with the avedah. He had to take off for work. So now already it cost him money. So therefore the halakha says in certain places they would compensate the one that found the avedah, they would compensate him with some money that, you know, cost him time from work. So that point over there, it's saying if you're going to pay for the compensation, actually you have to say the case is talking about the opposite. Mahzilo et avedato, go the other way. Let's read the Ran. Umazilo avedato delo midi yahivle ede ela midam de nefshe kamehadele. He says he's not giving him anything. He's giving him what's his. Makom shnu ascha dehainu imayam mahzir batel menasela. Good. The mahzir avedah Shimon is batel. The bechia gav the mechayev baal avedah letel noskar. Kedita avedah, you got to pay him. So it's bat betul. The pull on a legdesh im en mahzir rotze lekabel ascha. That's the point. Which is, let's say Shimon comes along and says like this. You know what? You know, I don't want the money. Even though it cost me about $20 and, you know, batala and stuff like that, Reuven, keep the $20. No, you can't keep the $20. Because now it comes that Shimon is giving him hana'ah, $20. So the law is that Reuven's got to give that money to Hikdish. Give it to Tzedakah. At least he's not getting a hana'ah from the money. Okay, so you got the last case? In a case where, let's say, the Avedah is normally returned and you get compensated and Shimon is mohel on the compensation. Now in this case, you cannot be more on the compensation. What do you mean? That means you're being mehaneh Reuven. I said myself $20. So the law is what? Reuven's got to take that $20 and give it to Hekdesh just so he doesn't have a hana'ah. Okay, now we have to see exactly why the name of this Mishnah are true. So Gemara says, Alma, we can apply from this, Avruhe Ari Be'almahu. That all Shimon is doing is chasing the lion away from Reuven, which means let's think of the mashal. You have a lion that's lion chasing Reuven. Okay, Shimon comes along and chases the lion away. That's not considered according to this Mishnah a hana'ah. All I did is I stopped Reuven from having a hezek. I stopped him from having a damage, a loss, but I didn't give him a direct hana'ah. So these cases are considered avruhe ari. Well, all Shimon did was he stopped the lion. Who's the lion in this case? The shekel collector or the creditor. I just stopped the guy from coming, but it's not mamash a hana'a. Mm-hmm. Now, why not? Because you have to ask yourself the question. What do you mean? I said money. If Shimon didn't pick up my loan, I would have to pay the loan myself. Well, if he didn't pay the shekel, wouldn't I have to pay the shekel myself? So why don't you look at that as a hana'ah? So the Gemara comes along and says, Vishare. You see that that's considered permissible. And man tana, and who's the author of such a shita? Amar Moshaya, zu devre hananhi. This is the opinion of Hanan. Now let's read Rashi. Aran. Alma, avruhe ari be'almahu vishare. The Ran is on the Amud Bet. Four lines on the bottom. Alma Amur Alef. Alma Avruhe Ari Ba'alma Veshari. Ashokel lo shiklo fore lo chobokae. The Lachishari, Meshum, the Lavidi Yahivle. Listen, Mr. Lekam Vim Alef. You're just pushing the creditor off him. Shumachi namis shokelo sheklo. Da'alo mahal debalav achi yesh lo halim bekorbanot zibur. Kiritnan, turmim ala abud vela gabuy vela atir legabot. My amart, hakaman ele de parachobo abruchai aru v'shari. Which means, Gemara learned, we learned the ketubot, that even if a guy doesn't pay his shekel, they count him in the korbanot. He's still included. So technically, you didn't mahane me, because even if I didn't pay my shekel, Reuven, that is, I'm in. So therefore what? You paid it for me? So you pushed the guy away from me. But I wouldn't have to pay anyway if he came. So that's like I said, a direct anan. And the same thing with the malveh. Amar voshi, next to that anan. Ha-mani, hanani. The sfir aleh, shemifanis ishet havero. We learned this in Masechet Ketubot. A guy, let's say, he's married. He went overseas. His wife doesn't have a panasa. He left her without any money. So you have a good citizen comes along. Says, yeah, he feels bad for the wife. He wants to, you know, pay for the support. So now what happens? Now the husband comes back. So the guy comes over and says, hey, you know, I supported your wife well in your way. He says, yeah, thanks very much. I'm not paying you nothing. And Hanan Shita was, when a guy supports his friend's wife when he's away, it's like he put his money al kiran asvi. It's like he put the money on the horns of a deer, meaning you lost it. The money's gone. You cannot come along and claim it. Look at the bottom of this. I'm paying your debt of mizonot. It's like you put the money on a deer, it's gone. Mishum de lo hashiv mani el mavriya ali ba'alma. Right, which means I was not, you did not mehane me. You just pushed away, you know, the mavriya ali, which means you pushed away the lion against me. Which means, but I don't have to pay you. Who's the lion? The lady in this case. The lady wants to get paid. Right, so this guy, all you did is you pushed the lion away from me, but you don't have to pay a coin to Hanan. That's his shita. Okay, now. Good. Comes again what Hanan says. So that's the bottom line. Our Mishnah is going like the opinion of Hanan. And who's saying all this? This is the opinion of Rav Hoshaya. Good, just get the names. Rav Hoshaya wants to establish the Mishnah like Hanan, that a Mavriyah Ari, that if you're just, you know, stopping the creditors from coming and things like that, that's not considered a direct hana'a, and therefore it's considered permissible. Good. Rava Amar Afilu Tema Devrei Kol. Rava comes, even the rabbis that argue on Hanan, on that case over there, because the Rabbanan over there, Masechet Ketubot said that when the guy pays the money for his friend, for his wife, he can go claim the money. So therefore, our Mishnah can even be going like that opinion. Why? אפילו תמה דברי הכל, גבי מודר הנאה, יאיב על מנת שלא לפרוע. You know what I'll say the case that the Mishnah is talking about? Where Reuven borrowed money from a guy, and he borrowed it on conditions that he doesn't have to pay back until he wants. It's his terms. I'll pay back whenever I want. He can pay back in 100 years. He doesn't have to pay back immediately at all. So technically, Shimon, when you paid back the loan, you didn't do me any hana. I didn't have to pay it back either. Yeah. I could always just push them off. So therefore, even the Rabbanan will say, that's not considered mehaneh. Yeah. So therefore, there's a very big fundamental difference between the way of Hoshaya is learning our Mishnah and Rava is learning our Mishnah. Rava has to make what's called an okimta in the Mishnah. He'd rather make the Mishnah lekula alma. He wants to make the Mishnah go according to everybody. So he wants to say, how can I make a case that according to everybody, it's not considered a hana'ah? So you have to make a case where the Uven's loan is a type of loan where there was a condition made from the beginning, I don't got to pay you back. So therefore, when Shimon comes along and pays the loan back, and Uven says, you did me no hana'ah, by the way. He said, I paid your loan back. Well, anyway, I didn't have to pay back either, by the way. I had a deal. So therefore, that's why it's not considered a hana'ah. Whereas Rav Hoshaya, he doesn't want to make this okimta in the Mishnah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that it's talking about a case where Uven got a deal that he's not going to pay back. Therefore, he wants to learn the case pashut. Therefore, it was a regular loan, and Uven would have to pay back. And really, Shimon paid it back for him, but that's considered mavriyah ari. Right? You're pushing the lion, you just kept the lion away from me. That's not considered a direct hana'ah, and therefore it's permissible only according to Hanan. Now the Gemara says, my Hanan, well, who's this opinion of Hanan over here exactly? Ditnam, we learned the Masechet Ketubot, Mishnah. Mi shalak limidatayam, a guy went overseas, ve'amad ehad. Guy came along, upinnes et ishto. He supported his friend's wife, Hanan amar ibed et ma'otav. He lost his money, which means the guy, the good citizen that paid the money, can't get paid back. Nihliku alav b'nei kohanim gedolim. But the Hakamim, the sons of the Kohanim Gadolim, argued on Hanan. The Amru Yishaba Kamba Hotzi V'Yitol. No, he could swear in Betin. I shelled out $2,000 in support. I'm going to get paid money. He gets paid back. Amar Bidosa Ben Arkinas Kedivrehim. And the Bidosa Ben Arkinas agreed with the Bnei Kohanim Gadolim. The Yishaba V'Yitol. Amar Rabbi Yohanan Ben Zakkai Yafe Amar Hanan. Rabbi Yohanan, however, agreed with Hanan. He said, good. Yeah, he put his money on the Kiddush Rishon. He lost the money. So therefore, you see the shitot over there. Who holds what? Good. So Rava lo amar k'Rav Hoshaya. Now, why didn't Rava want to learn the Mishnah like Rav Hoshaya to say the Mishnah is the kula alma? The kamukim al matnitin k'divrei hakol, which means.
That's why.
Rava lo amar k'Rav Hoshaya. Rava did not want to say like Rav Hoshaya. The kamokim lalimantik. Right. Because he'd rather. Rava was the one that said the Mishnah is going to kula alma. So the reason why he doesn't want to go like Rav Hoshaya, because Rav Hoshaya only learned the Mishnah Ali Bade Hanan. So Rava lo amar k'Rav Hoshaya. The kamokim lalimantik. He'd rather make the Mishnah according to everybody. Rav Hoshaya lo amar k'Rav. The reason why Rav Hoshaya did not explain like Rava is because gezira shelo lipara mishum lipara, because he holds, this is Rav Hoshaya holds, right, you want to say the Mishnah is talking about a case where Aliba, according to the rabbis, the guy told him, you don't have to pay. Reuven borrowed money and the deal was he's paying back when he wants. So therefore, when Shimon goes along and pays back, Reuven says, you did me no hana'ah. I didn't have to pay back either. So we want to say that's the case. That's even according to the Rabbanan. Rav Hoshaya didn't want to say that. Because the Rabbanan he holds would make a gezerah. That would be asur. If we're going to let that case be permissible to let Shimon pay back the debt, no problem. The rabbis would also say that case for a gezerah case, in a case where Reuven did not have that deal. In a case where Reuven did not have that deal, so then already Shimon cannot pay back the year loan, because he sued the hana'ah. So therefore the rabbis, I don't want to say that that's the case, because if that's the case, the rabbis would be all said it. Why gezerah in a case where Reuven had to pay back, where the rabbis are going to say it's forbidden. So they argue on the deen, which is Rav Hoshaya. Comes along and says, Amish has got to be Hanan. Why exclusively Hanan? Because the case over here is that Mavri Ahari, all he did was is he just stopped the creditor from coming to him. That's just not a Hanai, you're just stopping a Hizik from coming to Reuven's way. That's like considered Hanat Mutar. Even though Reuven was also said, I'm not having any Hanat from Shimon. That's like considered having Hanat from Shimon. And what? It's got to be going to Hanan. Rava, why don't you say the case is talking about Alibad everybody? You can make the case even according to the banan, and I'll make the case where there's no anah because Reuven made his stipulation, he doesn't have to pay back whenever he doesn't have to pay back only when he wants. So therefore even the rabbis will agree that Shimon's not giving him anah. No, because that case is the banan would be osir. Because they would osir that case to a case where Reuven did not have that deal, where it is anah. So therefore, that's what the Gemara says. Gezerah shelo lipara mishum lipara. Which means they would make a gezerah in a case where you don't have to pay to a case where he does have to pay. Therefore that means you don't want to make the mishum like that. But ela dafka like Hanan. Now let's read the Rans. So let's start with the Ran. Gabe Mudar Hana'ah. Da'inu matnitin di'ayif al menat shelo lefro askinan. Right. That was Rava's answer. That the case is talking about where he lent the money with the condition doesn't have to pay back. You can't force me to pay back. When Shimon pays that debt, which means even though there is, you might argue there's an ana'ah here. What's the ana'ah? The shame factor. Why, what's the shame factor? Hey, listen, every time that I see Reuven sees his creditor in the street, he's embarrassed. So then when you paid back, Shimon, now already you saved me at least this shame. The Ran comes along and says, doesn't matter. This shita, meaning Rava, doesn't take in that shame factor into the calculation. And therefore, you didn't give me an A. I didn't have to pay back, bottom line. Okay, that's the way Rava's understanding. Now, okay, I understand how the Rabbanan will understand Poreh lo Chobo. Ela shokel lo et shiklo hechi shari alibad Rabbanan. But what's the case of the shekel? Which means, bottom line, I have to pay the Reuven, I have to pay shekel. Right? Shimon comes along and pays the shekel for him. Bottom line, I got an'ah. I'm mavriya hari. So what? Rabbanan mavriya hari is asur. That's considered an'ah. How are you going to answer the shekel case? So it says, ikarim wadim anitin nididu mashkafer kigon sheshalach et shiklo. We're talking about where Reuven, let's say, sent the shekel already. The nignav or avad. And it got lost. Mishnah Trema Truma Dechi Agav Patum Neshalim. We learned once a guy sends a shekel, let's say, half a shekel, and it gets lost, he's okay, he's off the hook. Now the onus is on the Hekdesh. You paid it already. Kidatani Bazab now Aisha Shakbut Shiklim Nikdimu Abdu, Imish Trema Truma Neshbain the Gizbarim, they just swear to the Gizbarim they paid it. Hilkach, Kishokel Madir et Shiklo, Midi Delo Mahayeb Bamudar Kayev. Which means now when Shimon pays the half a shekel for the Reuven, I didn't have to pay this. Reuven was off the hook. He paid his half a shekel. I got lost. So Shimon was being a nice guy. You know what? You got lost. I'll pay half for me. I don't want to pay for Reuven. There's the Hadush. Even though they were living in a place where it was the Minhag to reimburse Hekdesh for that lost half a shekel.
Oh, wow.
So therefore, technically, you might have argued, well, now, Shimon, you benefited the Reuven. Even though technically, halachically, Reuven paid his half a shekel. The half a shekel got lost. What's the deen? Reuven just makes a swear, I swear I paid half the shekel. He's off the hook. So Shimon comes along and pays. He paid nothing. The Hadush is now, even though he's living in a place where normally a guy would normally reimburse Hekdesh, even though he doesn't have to. So you could argue that Shimon benefited Reuven. Because bottom line, the treasurers cannot force Reuven to pay, and since they can't force him to pay, So therefore, let's review the two cases according to the way the Avaz understand the Mishnah. The case of the loan is talking about, why is it no hana when Shimon pays the loan? Because Reuven had a case where it was open-ended. I don't have to pay back. So Shimon goes, pays back the loan for me. Shimon says, hey, I benefited you. You didn't benefit at all, but who asked you to pay? I didn't have to pay back this loan. I was going to push it off for 100 years. So therefore, no hana. The shekel case. Shimon goes on to Reuven. I paid half a shekel for you. So Shimon was going to say, listen, if you didn't pay the same for shekel, nobody was going to force me to pay. I paid my shekel already. They lost it. It's their problem. But we're living in a place where the minhag is to pay. It's the minhag, but they can't force me. So therefore, you took money out of your pocket that I would not have to pay. So therefore, that's the way that I was learning the Mishnah Aliba, the Kula Alma. But then he comes along and says, Gezerah shelo lefro atu lefro. Kelomar, di'i amrin de medir poreya lochobo shel mudar kishlaba amenot shel lefroa, ikal lemigzar, dilma parale afal pi shelaba oto amuda amenot shechafiru amavel lefroa. And kach, im anitin lebana, leka gabna de shari. Ela vadai tenani, Bahanani umutar bicholanyan. Very good. Trees, the Gemara's answer is what? The Gemara wants to say no. You have to say that Rava or Rav Hoshaya did not want to learn the Mishnah Aliba de Kula Alma. Because if you're going to say that the case is talking about where he made this type of open ended loan, it would be asur still. Why? Gezerat an open ended loan to a case where the loan was not open ended, where the Rebbe is not going to be osir, therefore you have no case. So the case can only be Aliba de Hanan. That's the way he's learning. Now, let's just get to the to some of the points that the Ran wants to make over here. Okay. One of the points that Ran wants to make over here is Alibad de Hanan, which we really learned in Masechet Ketubot. I'll give you the summary of it, because he goes through a lot of ra'ayot. He says like this, the name of the Rashba. She'af le'dat Hanan. What's the case? Guy, husband went away. Yeah. There's a friend says, wife's crying. Oh, you left me without support. So she comes, the husband, guy, friend comes along and pays the support. So what did Hanan say? Husband comes back, you have no claims. So he says, "Shabbat the mefanes ma'otav ha'inu dafke impirish notin la tamaot avur ha'mizrot shehayav la'baal." That's only that Ashba learns when he explicitly said, "I'm paying you this money as the mizonot that your husband has to shell out for you." Aval impirish otas setam. But the Ashba says, "He just gave him money. He didn't say what he's giving it for." Anu omdim, we could estimate. He's giving her a loan, not giving her a gift at all. He's giving her a loan. And they will often say, he can come back and say to the lady, pay me. She'll in turn go back to the husband and say, you give me the money, and then she has to give that money back to thee. To that good citizen. Yeah. So you see over here that Stavka in the case where he specifically said, I'm giving you this for Mizurot. Vitas with the Grim Bala. Mavia Rashba Ayot. And he brings the Ayot to Rashba, Shibistam, in Anu Omim Shemanit, Avrim, and Kevin, and Shimatrav. The other logic is no. When it's not somebody, he just says, I'm giving you this for your Mizurot, it's a gift. That's why when the husband comes back, he says, hey, listen, I gave money for your wife's support. The guy can say, thank you very much, by the way. You gave her a gift. But what do you mean by, I stopped her, she would have came to you. Thank you. So you pushed the line away from me. But that's not being mehanemi. Ah, but in the case where the guy comes along, quote the Rashba, and says, by the way, I gave this lady money. What'd you give it? Stop, I gave her money. So she needed money, I gave her money. Oh, then you're ready to say, that's a loan. So according to the husband, he can go back to the wife. The wife in turn goes back to the husband and then comes back to him. The Aran Cholek. The Aran argues on this Rashba. The Sober Sha'afat Pishin Anu Omnim Bistam Shemenet Avram et Kevin Hashem Matana. Korakom Marash Mistabit Shinato Eta Lefro Avur Abar Velo Nekevel Alvat Isha. Vim Kem Abar Lenu Yachol Letbawa Et Mashe Parah Avuro. Kidi Kupro Yachov Shel Havero. He says that even Stam. That's what are you giving it to him for? What are you giving it? What is he giving the money for? You could assume he's giving the money for Mizorot. So that even in a stamp case, he lost his money. It's considered a matter that we have a fantastic mahlok lishonim over here between the Ran and the Rashba. In a case of a guy giving support to his friend's wife bistam, can he go and claim the husband? Rashba says yes. Ran says no. Now let's read the last paragraph of Ran. Okay. See that last paragraph of the Ran? Ran halakha, kaimalan ke Hanan. Wow, he's posek like Hanan. Hilkach, poreya chovo shel havero. Hiniyach ma'otav al keren hasvi. Wow, according to the halakha, according to the way Ran is learning, guy goes, does his friend a favor, pays him the money, pays the debt. Done. You put your money on a deer, you lost it. Va'afilu ba'alchov dochek nameh. Which means, even in a case where the ba'alchov is dochek, where the ba'alchov is coming and say, hey, you owe me the money, pay me back the money. Deleka lama de ta'ma d'achara meshum dematze amar le mefaye savin ale v'avi mahili. Which means, even in the case over here where the guy was claiming his money, not like a case where so Imamich gave him a hana, still doesn't matter. According to Hanan, it's going to be permissible. So that's the way the Ran wants to say. Okay, so let's just review the. he has one more point over. He says, "Shedevrei Hanan omim afilu kasher love al mashkon." Ran goes even a step further. Reuven borrowed money, right? He has a collateral out. Now that Shimon paid the loan for him, Reuven gets his collateral back. Still, you didn't give me any hana, even though I got my collateral back. Doesn't matter. And he brings the ayah from Shokel Lo. Right, that's it. No, even against his collateral. So it was his collateral, it's mine. It's my collateral. Then he didn't give me Hanan. So Hanan goes so far to say that, number one, Hanaka is like Hanan. You pay your friend's debt, you did a good, you did him a nice favor. Right, say, thank you very much. I didn't ask you to pay this debt back. But the guy was coming after you. Thank you. So you stopped the lion from coming after me. That's nice. You stopped me a damage, but that's not considered mamash giving me a Hanan. Even in the case where it wasn't an open-ended loan. Yeah. Even though there was a certain terms to the loan, doesn't matter. Hanan says, you're off the hook. Right, but you got your mashkon back. So the Ram brings Zayot. Even when he gets his mashkon back, that's not considered anali. But the Hanan, therefore, would be permissible in that case as well. Amen.